Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was We Are Rockin' with Randy Morris. It's a Saturday night, Saturday Night Live here, and I just got to look in there, and it does say Jethro Specion, but yep, once again, you guys got me this evening, so we're going to do good with this and go on. And welcome to our folks in chat there. I'm glad you guys are making it in. And let's see, I'm not sure. I was thinking that perhaps Shelly Seats might be on with us tonight, and I'm not seeing her number in our queue, but we're going to go ahead and go forward here, and well, see, I got a few announcements I got to make, as usual. Just make sure you check out our sister show here. That is the Spiritual Learning Connection, and that number over there is 714-333-3354. We do a lot of different stuff over there. It's like we have guests, we have interviews, we have people, you know, authors, books, different kinds of stuff, different learnings. People who do come out and do meditations, the how-tos, you know, kind of like a miniature class. You know, we do those over there about 5 days a week. So if you're interested in checking those out, just call in that number to find out when the live shows are on. And then, of course, we always have stuff in our archives, just like we do here with our Psychics Gone Wild family. Another place to check out and find out what we are and what we're doing here is over at that www.psychicsgonewild.com. And we're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page now. Just type in Psychics Gone Wild. It's PSYCHICSGONEWILD. And Jethro is getting a lot of stuff posted up over there, you know, events and who is on what days and so on and so forth, because it came springtime, and we're doing a little bit of that spring cleaning and, you know, kind of shaking up the cobwebs, shaking out the rugs, doing that kind of stuff, and getting a new, I'm not going to say a new format, but you know, a little bit of that maybe, but definitely getting some new folks, new faces, new places. Of course, we always have our regular faces and places, too. We have musical Pamela with us on Tuesday. She is on Psychics Gone Wild with us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go through and kind of figure out we're listed in as Eastern Time right now. So hopefully, I'm not sure exactly how they show up on the blog shows, whether they give it to you in the time zone that you're in. But I do know you can always call in 773-897-6461 because we are on 7 days a week. And it will tell you when our next show is coming on. Of course, if you just, click subscribe or, whatever, I guess it's follow, you click that follow button on your computer, Blog Talk will automatically send you a show reminder and, let you know what time we're going to be on if you're into checking your email. So those are good ways and spaces and places to find us. And, of course, like I said, we're always on an archive, so, you can find us there. We do have Dina with us. Dina Flanagan is on Thursdays with us. Jethro and Janine are doing Wednesdays. They do, I know Janine's in London, so I know it's a daytime show now, and I'm not precisely sure whether it's 2 p.m. Eastern or 3 p.m. Eastern, but I do know they do a double header. They go to Psychics Gone Wild here in the afternoon, and then if you didn't get enough of them, they flip on over to that Spiritual Learning Connection. There's a little more talk there, but they will take callers if people have questions and pertinent to topics and that kind of stuff. And Janine has been offering some amazing discount specials, that kind of stuff. She's really got some really cool stuff with that Diamond Key Crystal Healing stuff. And Jethro has his special this week that's ongoing, I think until about the middle of next, this coming week, is if you guys want to get in on the coffee sales and the coffee deals, he will do two psychic classes for the price of joining with him as a coffee distributor. You sign up with the company so you can get those wholesale prices. And when you do that, if you just come in as a member, there's no monthly obligation, but you can start getting that healthy coffee, tea, and hot chocolate at member prices. And he will also throw in for this week only those two, what I call the 101 of the psychic learning classes. So get with him on that. And, again, you find some of that information over there on that www.psychicsgonewild.com place. And Pamela also does her bit on, on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for Psychics Gone Wild, but she also does Spiritual Learning Connection for us on Tuesday nights, and that is at 8 p.m., and she is phenomenal with coming up with the guests. It's like she has had Bella Salisbury, who is the editor of the, I think it's called Bella Spree magazine. It's a new age, spiritual magazine. Pamela also does a chat over there. Pamela got her e-book done and out, and she's in the process of doing the book launch and getting it done in paperback or hardback copy. So she's coming out with a new book also. And Jester is also working on, it's like he got his first book out, and they are currently working on their second book right now. And I'm thinking he got it, I'm not sure precisely where, it's like I'm going to have to get the details on that, but I'm thinking it already came out in keep trying to say eBay format, ebook format. There we go. I'm not sure if it's still in the process of being published as an ebook or whether he's actually got it there, but I do know it has a different title. It's like I'm thinking different stuff along there. It's like sometimes he and I miss connections with stuff, and it's like he says, oh, yeah, this is coming out, and it's like I'll get back with you later on. It's like, yeah, sometimes we get in a time warp bubble. We have our psychic time warp bubbles, and we never get back with that. So anyway, that's what's going on this evening. So far, so good. Let's see. What else is happening and going on? Like I said, Dina Flanagan on Thursdays with us on Psychics Gone Wild. And then Jethro is having, let's see. All right, I ought to know her name. Angela. It's Angela. All I can think of is this podcast. I know it's not Angela Lansbury. No. Angela is going to be on with Jethro on Fridays. Yes. Let's see. And then Saturdays, we're working on getting Shelly Feeks to come on with us on a regular basis. She's our astrologer. And we're going to do a couple roundtables in April. Pamela has committed to a couple of those nights. So we're going to have we haven't figured out if we're going to have three or four people on those nights. But it's going to be an interesting thing seeing how this works. Jethro has a different idea for doing a psychic roundtable, so it ought to be very interesting to see how those work out. And I believe those are going to be on the 13th, that's April 13th, and April, 2 weeks later, 27th. So we're going to have a couple of the psychic roundtables going on Saturday night this this coming month in April. Now, of course, Sundays we're still working out, and it's like I'm on Sundays, and I believe we've got Crystal Estate on with us on Sundays, and I'm not sure. I believe we're still working on trying to get Christopher Lane. It's like to come back and do another kind of second half of the show with this moment there, because he had some really interesting stuff, and also Don Martin. So we got some things coming up, and Jethro also is always working, always, you know, always kind of scouting. It's like, man, he is better than those baseball talent scouts or those athletic talent scouts. He gets out there and he scouts people that have, you know, have the reputation, have, you know, been certified, this and that, and, you know, he gets quality, what I call the heavy hitters. You know, he gets the home run batter cleanup people on. So it's always interesting to check in with us and find out who's going to be on. And with that in mind here, we are going to go forward here, and let's see who we've got first off. Is area code, and by the way, guys, doing cards tonight, because I'm not sure who was going to be on with me. So if I find you in queue and you're supposed to be on with me, please, by all means, say, by the way, I'm on with you as a guest tonight, because all it showed this evening was that Jethro was going to be on. It's like, you know, I say, I'm the pinch hitter for the night, so it's all good. We'll get through this, guys. All right. Anyway, area code 513. Whoops. Okay, we're going to have some video problems now. Shoot, let's get the gremlins out. Let's see. We're going to, okay, there we go. It's going to cooperate. Area code 513, you are on live with us. So Psychics Gone Wild this evening.
Hi, this is Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. And did you say Jim as in G-E-M, like a gemstone?
No, Kim, no. Like Kimberly.
Oh, Kim, like Kimberly. Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
Close.
Yeah, my hearing. Gee whiz.
You're fine. You're fine. I was just calling, can I just get a general reading, or how does that work?
Yeah, you betcha. What I do for a general reading here is I just need your month. I need your month and your day and your current age.
Okay. My month is May 16th, okay. And I am 33.
33. Okay. Sounds good. That prevents me from having to do math. Just like this evening. I have a calculator with me all day with my business stuff, and it's like it comes to be time for this, and it's like the calculator walks, and I'm like going, okay, did the gremlins take it and they just wanted me to use my brain or what? Forget it.
I don't blame you.
All righty. 16th, you are a three of diamonds, and let's see, diamonds are a girl's best friend. You also are a seven of hearts as your planetary ruler. So I'll take a quick look here and see what three of diamonds people are about. Of course, I have a fair idea because coincidentally, my son-in-law is a three of diamonds.
Okay.
Already know that it's like three of diamonds people are the financially creative cards. And any of the threes, it's like, you know, you guys have a tremendous amount of creative energy. And with the suit that you're in with diamonds, it's like you'll get, you know, you came into this life. The underlying part is to learn about your values in life, what's really important to you. The surface area of that is a lot of your lessons in this lifetime seem to come through finances and through money.
Okay.
It is the three of diamonds is, though, considered to be one of the most difficult life paths, especially when you're a woman, because you have this queen of diamonds as your personality and karma card, which is the second most difficult card in the deck. So going, okay, I want to work and work and work some more of this life. So you came in with some things and goals that you definitely wanted to accomplish, and it's like, and coincidentally, it's all related to your values. So it's like, this is good. You know what I mean? Because just because something is difficult doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that you are going to work to pass this grade.
Right.
You've got a six of hearts as your karma card, and that can also, you know, result in a lot of challenges with affection. With that three of diamonds and that queen of diamonds, it's like indecision and values, again, along with that past life relation karma card, you know, just gives you a lot of challenges. You can be some of the biggest worriers about your finances, okay? And all the threes are kind of guilty of this, you know, worrying and indecision. You've got to find a really constructive outlet for your overactive and creative mind, okay? The best remedy is really to find some expression of your creativity. And it's creativity can be found anywhere. It's like, you know, if you're a cake decorator, guess what? There's a lot of, you know, a lot of opportunity for expression there. If you're a sewer, if you're a bricklayer, I have seen people do creative things with landscaping. It does not matter what area, you know, you're working at, you know, as far as a job. It's like there is creativity. Somewhere in there, you can find the creative mode, turn that over. It's kind of like Mary Poppins, you know, with that spoonful of sugar. You know, it's like with every job, that must be an element of fun. So that's what you got to do. It's like you got to find that element of fun and get the job done. A natural interest in metaphysics is, you know, needs to be cultivated if you're really going to know more peace in your life and kind of overcome those, you know, the hurdles and temptations that's going to be in your way. You've really got a mind that can penetrate the secrets of the universe. And among those secrets lies that understanding about your life and about the personal karma you're here to deal with. And that understanding will bring peace into your life when you're aware of that. You always know right and wrong, though sometimes you try to ignore what you know, and of course, then that's, you know, not all three have those problems. It's like, you know, there's always a flip side to, you know, to the cards. It's like there's always, you know, the old song, you know, you take the high road and I'll take the low road and I'll get Scotland to free, okay? So there's always a high side of the cards, there's always a low side of the cards, and it just depends on, here's where you use your free will, which side of the cards you want to operate on. And it's like people sometimes flip-flop back and forth until they decide, you know, what their values are, you know, which one is more fun to do on, okay? You can really be good as an entertainer or public speaker, you know, so I don't know if I know there's like, you know, Toastmasters, that kind of stuff. So, you know, you have that ability if you want to, you know, get up and really get talks in front of crowds. There also lends itself well to being, you know, like a school teacher, you know, things like that, any kind of teaching. You've got a really powerful mind, and a lot of times you have that powerful voice to match. And with that voice and the mental resources to back it up, you can really be a very effective promoter once you've found something that you really believe in. So it's like, you know, if you're in sales, if you're in business, you know, that kind of stuff, or if you're, you know, promoting people, you know, whatever it is. And this is to everybody else out there listening. It's like, consider yourself lucky if you found a Three of Diamonds person to promote your products and services, because, you know, people like really, it's like they're the promoters. They'll, you know, get that mega horn out, get that bull horn out, you know, and say, hey, 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 get over here, get over here. More satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various different things. There's a lot of times often someone young in your life whom you've got to make some sacrifices for, either whether it's your children or whether it's, you know, your nieces, nephews, you know, adopted kids, whatever, friends, whatever. With two nines, you got two nines in your life path. Your later life can be disappointing, and here's the unless, capital unless, you have developed your spiritual side, which is going to give you peace and wisdom. Really and truly, your life path here, you're here to try on many ideas, you know, just kind of try them on for size, you know, go in shoe shopping, whatever, and settle on the truth. Settle for that pair of shoes you like the best to walk in. You always benefit from changes and travel. You're kind of advised to pursue a career that gives you freedom in that area, because that's where, you know, really you're going to be happy with that variety and where you're going to be able to express that creativity. With relationships, here's where we go with that Three of Diamonds and the Queen of Diamonds both, you know, start that, you know, Three of Diamonds, neck and neck, with the Queen of Diamonds as being the most difficult of the cards in that deck, and because of the fact that you're female, you have both of those, so it's like you get a double dose. Great. There's creativity in that you come into life feeling like just there's boundless realms to explore and experience. At some point, you realize you've got tremendous fears of abandonment or betrayal that you've got to deal with along the way. It can manifest as either, you know, multiple relationships or chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage. And if you're not the one experiencing that, then you are holding up the mirror and you're attracting people into your life who are like that. So if it's not you personally doing it, you're attracting them. Until you choose your own inner securities, you're kind of make up that mind moment. Sometimes you choose to have, you know, play the field and have, multiple dating relationships, okay? There is an indication there that multiple marriages, and it's like I've known a few queens of hearts, or not queens of hearts, queens of diamonds, and it seems like they always manage to have at least one really difficult relationship, and then they either end up, you know, divorced or separated or something, you know, something major happens, and they end up, you know, with somebody else that's a little more stable. It's like, but it's one of those life, you know, those life learning things. That Six of Hearts, your first karma card, tells us, you know, you're arriving in this life with a tendency sometimes, you know, as a child to be a little thoughtless about other people's feelings, along, you know, with that carefree nature. It's like you kind of go tripping along through the daisies, and it's like you just don't think about, you know, I might have squashed the daisy, or I might have, you know, stepped on the daisy in Mrs. McAfee's, you know, field over there. It's like she might really be upset with me about that. So, you know, until they call that to your attention, you kind of go, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know about that. So it's like, no, you do. Anyway. And that Seven of Hearts in Venus says that you're learning to let others be as they are and you're learning to, like, heal your own fear of betrayal or abandonment. It's like, and that's a big challenge there, too. Sometimes, you know, letting people be as they are and just accepting them. And that, you know, for a lot of us, it can be a real challenge. In this lifetime, you'll learn the value of being consistent with your love and affections. And again, you know, because of that, you know, that changeability mode, it's like, it's a lesson. It really is. I mean, it takes work. You know, it's like, it's going to take a little bit of work with that. It takes time. So naturally, you know, you kind of expect most of their romantic happiness is going to come later in life. And that's okay, because a Three of Diamonds person, you got that fire for all your life. So isn't that exciting?
That's good.
The relationships, you know, well into the last, you know, later part of the years of your life here. And for this year, it's like May 16th. So you are coming up, we're still over in the last part of March. We're almost into April. So I'm thinking you're not quite into your last 52 days here. It's like where you're at in your personal year, because your personal birth date runs, you know, like from your birthday to your birthday. So you're actually in the Uranian time frame right now, and in the 16th there, which actually started February 1st. Okay, February 1st, you started that Uranus time frame. Oh, nope, I take it back. You are actually into the Neptune, because that's your Uranus time was February 1st till March 25th, and we just passed March 20th. It's like I forget how close we are. It's like, yeah, we're actually March 30th today here. So March 25th, you started the Neptune time frame of your year. And Neptune is always, Neptune is always the watery part of the year. It's always the, it's the dreamer. It's the, what do I want to say? You know, it's a time of the year where you want to make sure your dreams don't become nightmares, okay? You can put on your rose-colored glasses and you can really get hoodwinked. It's like it's a time when you just have to watch out for, you know, deceptions, that kind of stuff. You know, you can also have some very, you know, romantic things happening, but if you got the rose-colored glasses on, it's like all of a sudden they come off in the morning, you go, wait a minute, this was not what I really expected. Thanks. But where you were at for this year, your long range was the Ten of Clubs, and the tens are always like, you know, blessings, people around you. Clubs was about learning. So you might have had some, you know, scholastic experiences this year, you know, some kind of, you know, taking classes, new learning this year. Where you're at with Neptune, though, you've got this King of Clubs in Neptune. I'm going to take a quick look at that, because that's a really powerful card to be in that Neptunian time frame.
Okay.
You can expect a lot of success in any work that involves using your mind, your intuition, or your organizational ability. It's really an excellent time to expand the scope of your work and realize some of your dreams along those lines. Your intuition is really high at this point in time. You could really receive valuable knowledge, you know, about your insights, your inner self that's going to guide you in better direction. You can make some really fine distinctions in every area of your life, and you're going to progress rapidly. On that kind of flip side, it's like, you know, of course, unless you have their birthdays, it's like, but any men that the club suits that you meet during this time period, and to a lesser extent for the entire year, or it's going to be a little hard for you to see objectively. You know, you could easily project your fantasies on them, romantic or otherwise. So it's kind of good not to make any important decisions related to them until after your next birthday, until after after that May 16th time frame there. So anyway, that's what I got for you at the moment. It's like, I hope you call back. It's like, you know, after your birthday, because what I can tell you is next year with your long range, you're going to be on that 34th year. Wow, you've got the Five of Hearts as a long range, okay? So you're going to be finishing up the Ten of Clubs for this year. Five of Hearts talks about a lot of changes, a lot of changes of heart. It can be, you know, either a separation from someone, you know, something, you know, happening at a distance or having to move away from somebody, or, you know, sometimes people, it's happened that if, you know, people are married, get divorced, or it's like if you're in a steady relationship, you know, you have that space and time separation where one of you gets a job and somebody's got to move or something, you know, and then you're into a long-range relationship, you know, type of thing. So a lot of things happening with the heart. You got a lot of hearts. It looks a little bumpy to start with, but on the flip side, it's like you've got a Queen of Hearts and some other really powerful hearts during this, you know, the coming year. So it's like it looks like there may be some kind of, you know, separation or something to begin with, and then somebody's going to kind of, you know, come in during that next time frame. But like I say, that's going to happen after you turn 34. So you got something to look forward to.
Okay, wow. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to re-listen to everything.
Yeah.
So much information. So, but very interesting. You sounded right on, so.
Okay. Long as it helps, it's like that's what's important. It doesn't have to make sense to us. It just has to make sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does. It does. All right. So I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
All right. Take care.
You bet. You too.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see. Like I say, my buttons are clicking a little slow back here in the studio, but we're going to get people on here, so hang in there. All righty. And our next person here is area code 661. Area code 661. We got you on. There we go. You are live with us.
Hi. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in. And what can we do for you this evening?
Well, I just had a birthday, and so I was just kind of wondering if you could take a look at kind of what the upcoming year holds a little bit.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Okay. So who am I talking to? Need a name here. Like, always like to have
names. Oh, my name is Andy, A-N-D-I.
Oh, cool. That sounds like, who was that? To Andy Anderson on it. Trying to think of Michael McConaughey, and all I can remember is Goldie Hawn's daughter. Oh, Kate Hudson. There we go. It's like, I can't even remember. It's like, I think it was like, golly, 10 Ways to the Guy or something like that. I can't remember. It was funny. It was a romantic comedy. So,
okay, well, welcome. Well, good. A good association then.
It is. It's a good one. Okay, so you've got a March birthday then.
Yes, March 24th it was.
24th, okay. So, and how old did you turn? What's up, big girl here?
I turned 48.
48, all righty. Let's see, so you've already gone through the major transitions there, because 45 was your rebirth year, 44 was your pre-birth year, 45 was your rebirth year. And what ends up happening at those, that's when a lot of people go, wow, you know, you changed so much, we didn't know you were, but they call that the change of life story. I'm trying to think of that. It's like the midlife crisis. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, look at that and go, you know, people have it out, you're having a midlife crisis. It's like, well, it's not really a crisis. It's like what really happens on your 45th birthday is your cards reset. It's like you start out with the exact same cards on your 45th year that you had on your zero, on your very first year checking in. So the cards correspond on year 46, like you have the same cards as you did in year one. 47, you have the same cards as you did in year two, and, you know, so on. So you're kind of like on your third year of your new life here. So it's like if you've gone through that change and switch room, people are going, we don't know you anymore. What's going on? Does that make any sense?
Oh, it sure does. I 3 years ago went back to school and earned a kind of a different, started a different career path, although I'm still in school, but earned another degree. And so, yeah, it's very different.
Wow. That's cool. It's like, as long as hopefully you didn't, a lot of times what happens is, you know, people tend to lose good friends that they've had, you know, for long periods of time. It's like, so hope that didn't happen. It's like, hopefully you didn't
have
positive
things. No, everybody was very positive.
Excellent. That's always nice to hear. All righty. Well, let's see. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through, so grab your pencil and paper there. And,
okay.
I'm going to go through real quick. I'm going to give you the planetary names first, and then I'll give you the dates that they are coming in for you this year. So we're going to start with, if you make it as a column, okay, make it in a column, you know, vertical column down, so, you know, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, number 1 to 7 down, like you're going to take the spelling test, student.
Okay.
Okay, and I know, it's the easiest way to do that. Number on line number 9 is Mercury, so that's your first planet. Then line, you know, number 2 is Venus, number 3 is Mars, number 4 is Jupiter, number 5 is Saturn, number 6 is Uranus, and number 7 is Neptune. Okay, so now beside all those, you're going to write Mercury started, of course, on 3/24, and it goes through 5/15. It's like, and if you want to do the cheaters method, you can just do what we'll just go through, and you can just write down the dates that are next to each one, because each one will cover those 52 days. So Venus starts May 15th, okay? Mars starts July 6th for you. Jupiter starts on August 27th. Saturn will start on October 18th. Uranus will start on December 9th. And Neptune will start on January 31st. So those are major players for this day and this year, and then we'll go and have a quick look-see. Oh, and you are, by the way, you are a Queen of Clubs, which is, you know, you are the queen of the knowledge soothsayer, because the clubs are about people who are the, I'll say, the eternal scholars of the deck. You know, you guys, you can learn anything that you want to, and it's like, it doesn't surprise me a bit that, you know, you went back and you learned something new, because that was, my mother was a school teacher, and it's like, learn something new every day or it's a wasted day. It's like, you know, you grow up with that, and it's like, yep, okay, we're always looking to, learn something new.
Well, how apropos, because I'm in grad school, and I'll be there for another 3 years working on an advanced degree. So, hey.
Awesome. Very good.
How cool.
Yeah, really is. Really, very cool. Your card, the card that you're called, it's like each of the cards has a name. That Queen of Clubs is called the Mother of Intuition. And, of course, all the queens are service-oriented, receptive in nature. That mental nature inclines you to deal in, like, either, you know, publishing trade, administrative work, you know, or among the more aware ones, you know, you can do psychic work. Being queens, you're always aware of your place in the royal court. Well, you know, and they say the best business people actually have really good intuition, and they follow it. And that's why they're so good at business, because they listen to that inner voice. They just don't go out and advertise it and, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm doing intuitive counseling. It's like, no, they don't say that. They just go, oh, I just have a feeling it might be work out best for this. And it's like, a lot of really good business people absolutely go with those hunches and those intuitive moments. But being queens, you're always aware of your place in the royal court. You really resist anyone trying to mold you in any way. You've got a displaced card, which is that three of hearts, as well as you've got a five of clubs in your Venus position. Tells us there can be uncertainty and indecision about love, relationships, friendships. And sometimes it makes it a little more difficult, a little more challenging for you to find lasting happiness in that area. It's like, not all the time, because my sister was the queen of clubs, so it's like, yep, and she was very happily married, and et cetera. So, yeah, just because there are some contraindications with things doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But your mental gifts are very abundant. You know, whether you realize it or not, you're always receiving knowledge from your natural intuitive gift. On the other side, you've got an incredible organizational mind. But sometimes you live life at such a high pitch, you're stressed out, you're overdoing it. You're like a little hamster on a wheel at light. You just go and go and go and go and go. And it's like, people go, let's put some WD-40 on that. We're tired of hearing that squeaking. I thank you. You got Ace of Spades in Jupiter, and it promises a lot of rewards. If you follow, you know, spiritual or intuitive, you know, lines of work and pursuit, you've really got a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives that's always available to you. The Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card, you know, really that sacrificial moment. Some of them have one or more clipped children. It could be biological children or, you know, again, nieces, nephews, adopted, you know, whatever, the neighborhood children, whatever it is, for whom you're going to make sacrifices in your life, just like, you know, Mary underwent the sacrifice of her son. The Queen of Clubs is really creative and resourceful. A lot of times you've got two or more jobs and interests. You know, you do best when there is some creative expression, freedom of movement in your careers. You've really got a lot of, I'll say, self-esteem, self-worth. You know, you do your job well and you take pride in your job, and that's really important. A lot of the Queens of Clubs are slated to make great contributions to our society. Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others, and that can be expressed in work that helps thousands of people or more. So, you know, you've got that possibility out there. In relationships, a lot of queens, you know, Queen of Clubs get married. Not all of them are really happy about it or, you know, make a success of it, because you've got such powerful minds and not a lot of partners, not a lot of guys are going to be able to handle you in your willful ways, okay? Because you're a strong-minded person, okay? You also carry with you some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that's going to be brought to you. You know, sometimes the apple's going to bloom there at some point in your life. And sometimes, you know, you try marriage once and you go, wow, that was lousy. I'm not sure if I want to do that again. You know, got burned once. It's like, going to feel like, great. It's going to take a lot for me to get back in that stew pot again. I'll have to think about that. But, you know, also the flip side is, you know, you can also have, you know, that lifelong relationship. Sometimes you can change your mind a lot about what you want, which can make a partner feel insecure, because it's like, you know, if you know what you want, you know, your partner knows where you're coming from. It's like, if you're not quite sure where you are at, sometimes your partner is like, where are you at? What are you doing? What's going on? Da, 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 da. And that can cause, you know, kind of those rifts and those separations. But you really do operate on a higher frequency. And it also means that, you know, a partner is going to have a little mental ability, intuition, communication skills of their own to kind of really make it work the best, you know, to keep the grease on the wheel, okay? There's a certain amount of emotional indecision, and that kind of, again, adds to that challenges you've got. to deal with, you know, when you fall in love. You also carry some very challenging emotional and relationship karma up all the cards. And that's indicated you've got a seven of hearts in your Saturn position, and you've got a three of hearts as your first karma card. Both of those indicate, you know, emotional needs that really require care to deal with effectively. But with determined effort, which, you know, any good queen has, it's like you apply yourself in that area with just as good success as you can with, you know, going to school. You make it that, you know, make it that that class moment. It's like, okay, I can handle myself just like I am in my classes. And sure enough, it works. Sort of. Not quite the same as a college curriculum, and the professor's not going to grade you, but, you know, it's like life does that. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, do you want to make the effort? It's like, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you find a balance with a relationship that's, you know, long-term, et cetera. But a lot of times, really, your work, your career is your first love, and relationships kind of take a back seat, you know, to that. And where, you know, in relationship, you know, work is required to make any relationship work. And it's like gardening is my favorite thing there, you know. So it's just like, you know, having a good relationship is like planting a really good garden. It's like, you know, anybody can go out in the springtime, plant a garden, but the person who's going to show up at the fair with the big pumpkins, with the big, you know, fruits and vegetables and whatever, they're going to be the ones walking off with the blue ribbons, and everybody else is kind of an also ran. Well, it's like, it's kind of, you know, not that our relationships are judged like that, but if you want a blue ribbon relationship, you've really got to put in the time for, you know, the weeding, the seeding, the, you know, the watering, the shading, the blah, blah, blah. It's like, and it does. It's very, you know, any relationship, you know, I don't care how much in love people are. It's like always takes, you know, always takes time. Always takes time and effort. And the most successful ones,
yep.
Most successful ones, I got to share this one. This is one of my grandfather's. I won't say story because it's a real event. He knew this gentleman, and it's like I can't remember what the guy's name was, but the gentleman's wife's name was Sarah. And they had they're an older couple, you know, like late 60s, early 70s. And it's like they just had the best, you know, oil relationship. They got along really great. And, you know, one day, you know, people were asking, like, well, hey, you know, so-and-so's like, you know, how do you get along with Sarah so well? You know, you guys have been married for something. How do you get along so well? And he pulled out his pocket watch back in the days, you know, before they had wristwatches. This was in the days they had pocket watches. And they're kind of looking at him like a pocket watch is the key to your success. Okay, so he flips open his pocket watch, and engraved on the pocket watch was, say something nice to Sarah. So every time he pulled his pocket watch out and, you know, looked at his watch, he was reminded to say something nice to his wife. And that's why they had a successful relationship. You know, now a lot of guys can learn from that. Now it's like, also, it's like,
yeah.
We have to look at it, though, from our perspective, from a lady's perspective. It's like, you know, what can we do? Because, you know, sometimes we have to learn to say the same thing. It's like, men love the appreciation. It's like, what can we do to appreciate a partner? It's like, you know, and it kind of goes back to the John Gray, you know, men are for Mars and women are for Venus type of thing. But it's like, you know, men thrive with appreciation and respect. Women thrive with love. And it's like, it's ironic because in the genders, it's like, it's more difficult for women to give respect and, you know, an appreciation, I guess, than it is for us to give love. And it's harder for men to give love than it is respect and appreciation. So each of our, you know, gender minds, if you will, understand things from a different thing. But it's like, yeah, there's our strengths and weaknesses for relationships. So anyway, with all of
yeah,
you
very much.
Give, yeah, but with all the love you've got to give, you know, you've got some of the greatest potential to really, you know, have good fulfillment in a relationship. So, you know, you can be the princess who marries the prince and later becomes queen. You'll live happily ever after. It's like, you know, life for you can be Disney.
All right. All right.
Oh, golly. That was good.
And hopefully the toilets will work on the cruise ship.
That would be delightful. Yes, it would. Be kind of hard to call the plumber out in the middle of the ocean and say, Roto-Rooter, we need
you. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see. I was going to give you some cards, some of the cards and positions here. It's like I'm not going to have time to go over all of them with you this evening, but maybe we can do these, you know, take these a month at a time, if you will. But if you write down next to that Mercury, in Mercury,
okay,
you've got the Three of Clubs and the Eight of Clubs. Again, that's talking about your scholastic stuff. And the Eight of, you know, Three is that creative thing and a little bit challenging, a little bit, you know, stress, a little bit worry there. But the Eight guarantees, you know, it's going to have a good outcome because they're very powerful. In Venus, now, interestingly enough, you've got two hearts in Venus this year. You've got a Six of Hearts and you've got a Two of Hearts. Six is kind of karmic. You know, it's kind of like stationary type stuff too. It's like, you know, a lot of times six is kind of like the status quo. But if you start a new relationship in that area, in that time frame and space, A lot of times it has very karmic overtones. So it's like, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, what did you bring this person in to learn? But you've also got that two hearts there, which is a little bit more on the, you know, you like to be in partnership with people. And it's like, and Venus is certainly a good, you know, good space and place to do that. Going to your Mars space and place, you've got an eight of hearts and a nine of spades in Mars. The eight of hearts is really good. Mars is about our relationships with men for the year. So that eight of hearts, actually, you know, the eight of hearts is called either the playboy, the playgirl card. So it's like it's going to give you a lot of emotional power. Just make sure you don't abuse it because it comes back to bite you. The nine of spades, though, that's really an interesting one for that one. The nines to me always are about, you know, as one door closes, another opens. So it's like, and with the nine of spades, it's like there's going to be some kind of significant door closure, I'll say, I'll put it that way. So something is going to end. If you can look at it as, you know, Linus, and the Charlie Brown character, Linus with his little blanket, sometimes it feels like things are being ripped away from us when we have that nine of spades there. But if we can just let it go, let Lucy fall flat on her back while she, you know, so while she takes a blanket to be washed right or whatever. But if you can kind of let it go and go, okay, you know, this is a hard thing to let go of. Maybe I wasn't ready to let go of this, but I will let it go with love, and I'll let that door, whatever it is, close, and I'm going to let the next door open. So, you know, sometimes the nines, like I say, represent, you know, kind of like, think of graduation. It's like if you had a wonderful time in high school, your graduation can be a little bit sad and nostalgic because you go, dang, I didn't want high school to end just yet. Other people who had a really horrible time in high school, they go, I am so glad graduation's over. Now I can get on to the rest of my life. So it just depends on which graduation, you know, you're looking forward to. Let's see. In Jupiter, you've got a 10 of hearts and a 3 of spades. Again, those threes are about creativity and things. 10 of hearts is really good. That's really a blessing card for the Jupiter. So it's like, you know, that time frame year looks really good for you. Then we get into Saturn. Saturn is the heavy-handed, oh, my goodness, you're going to do stuff absolutely right, you know, or it's like you're going to get a smack on this. But you've got a 9 of hearts and a 5 of spades. And it's like both of those are more challenging cards. 9 of hearts is going to do something with, you know, closure with matters of the heart. Okay, the other nine, the spades. Spades is kind of watch out for your health. It's like, you know, look out for your health or others' health and jobs and career stuff. So it's like, you know, just kind of the caveat there. With that 9 of hearts, it's like, especially in Saturn, it's like, you know, relationship. That's going to be more like doors to relationships opening, closing. And that 5 mm-hmm. of spades is, that's the card of the wanderer. So, you know, you may find yourself possibly, you know, either relocating, or if you don't physically relocate, you may be relocating your furniture on a really regular basis for a while until you get the feng shui flow right in your house. I don't know. I do recommend the feng shui books. Lillian, too, has some awesome books out. And really, it sounds funny, but it works. It's like, you know, you get those nine grids, you know, the tic-tac-toe board, and you lay it over your house and go, and you kind of arrange things, and it's like it really makes a difference in your energy flow. I've messed with this. It's like it's a lot of fun. Do something different there. Okay, going into Uranus, it's like you've got a 4 of spades and a 7 of spades. The 4 is nice and good and solid because Uranus tends to be, you know, that's kind of the lighten up area. You know, it's like that's Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius. You know, they're kind of like after Saturn's, you know, heavy handed, you kind of go, oh, thank God the rains have come and God brought the lightning bolts, but I'm good with this. Gives you a little bit of perspective. But you've got that idea that 4 and the 7. The 7 is, especially spades, is the card of, I'll say, faith. It's like, really, you know, have a little faith, whatever's going on, you know, have a little faith, what'll come to you, right, okay. God, old songs pop in there, man. But it's just, there's going to be something happening there where it's just like, you know, have the faith, stick with it, and it's like that 4 is going to get you through, you know, solidly with whatever's going on there. But you're going to have Uranus is kind of the roller coaster, you know, a little bit of the unexpected things. It can be fun, it can be scary, it can be, you know, whatever. And then your Neptune time frame is also going to finish up with that 7 of spades. So you got 7 of spades twice there right in a row. And, again, it's just like, you know, have that faith. But that overall long-range one for the year is a 9 of hearts. So it's with that being, you know, again, in that Saturn time frame, you got 2 9 of hearts. So it's like you're going to have some significant things with relationships going on this year. It's like really some, you know, some things are going to be closing, ending, you know, whatever. It's like some doors are going to be closing, and it's like, you know, you might not be ready for them. But if you can let them go with love, you know, don't kick people to the curb. That's not the best way to go with that. You know, you might feel like at times you might want to slam the door in their face instead of like, okay, the door's, you know, closing, let me just give a little boost, you know. But don't do that. Don't follow that temptation, okay? it's sometimes, and nine is also about universal love. So it's like it's learning how to, you know, have closure with grace, how to, you know, be that universal loving moment. So there you go. Kind of an overview. For
that is wonderful. Like, thank you so much.
You bet. Like I say,
that was huge.
Call back with details and give us some details as your year goes on, because we'd be interested in seeing how those line up for you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. That was a lot of great information. I really appreciate it.
All righty, no problem. And you can get if you missed it with your pencil the first time, you can go back in archives and grab it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. All righty. Let's see here. Now we got time to say, oh boy, now we got, okay. Hanging with us here, guys, because Blog Talk is having what I call one of those Firefox moments. The little thing just spins and spins, and it's got to decide to do it. So it's like it's a Yahoo moment. Okay, there we go. All right, and area code 214. 214, you are on live with us. Hello? Area code 214. Okay, not sure. Area code 214 might have possibly stepped away there from their... put us on mute or something. A lot of times that happens. They had to call her at the door, and it's like they went, okay, we got to go take care of this. Or sometimes your children and your dogs and your cats get into messages. And just that, and you go, okay, time to go handle that. All right, well, we're going to put that 214 back in queue and go forward with our next person here, area code 617. 617, you are on live with us.
Hello?
Hello. You are on live with us this evening. Who are we talking to?
Mrs. Guthrie, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. All right. Do you have a question for us? Just a single question or anything you want to look at in particular? Or just kind of a
do you see me about to give birth to a child?
Okay, in career. All righty. Let's see. I'm still going to have your birthday. And it's like, well, let me take a look and see what kind of stuff has come out for you. So month and date and age is what I need.
April 18, 1970.
All right. Let's see here.
I'm about to have a child.
All righty. Let's see. So you are just, okay, your birthday is coming up this month. So it's like, can I be nervous? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you going to be?
I'm 42. I'll be 43. Yeah, 42.
Okay. I'm going to be 42. Okay. Or from 42, I'm going to be 42. Okay. April 18th, it's like you are an Aries person there. Wow. Oh, this is, if I'm thinking what this is, yep, indeedy. You are another. You're a three of diamonds. It's like, I love this, how this energy works when people do this. Because, okay, our first gal, Kimberly, there, it's like, okay, remember that? All that good advice for three of diamonds. It's like, you're a three of diamonds, okay? And ironically, once, like I say, Andy was, she had a three of diamonds as a planetary ruler. So it's like, it never fails to amaze me how energy works with this stuff. It's like, you know, you guys, we get on a roll and go, okay, we're having, you know, three of diamond energy tonight. Cool. But you're three diamonds with, and you've got a seven of diamonds as your planetary ruler. So it's like, I'm going to do a little look here and see what that seven of diamonds brings you. That's a little bit different. It's like sevens are the cards of faith. And, oh, let's see, what you be having faith in here. It can make you, the seven of diamonds as a planetary ruler can make you lucky with money, but can also make you worry more about money than you need to. It's a high spiritual influence that brings you a lot of success. By letting go of concerns. You know, when you don't worry about it, you'll be fine. If you worry about it, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. Really and truly says you've got some potential here to become a millionaire if you adopt this fearless attitude about your finances, and I'm going to say also positive attitude. Gives you a lot of creativity, especially when it comes to promoting and selling things. You probably got some strong family values, and you feel that your family is one of the most important things in your life. You can be really stubborn, especially about what you want and don't want, and especially about the way you handle finances. So, let's see. That being said, let's take a look and see where you are at in your personal time frame and space here. And I'm going to take a big bet that as close as we are, you've got to be in your Neptune time frame. 18th, yep. Yep, indeed. Your Neptune time frame started for this year on February 25th. So you are a month into that, and it's like, yeah, because each of those, you know, last year, I could say they're the 52 days in that. So let's take a look and see where you're at and who you've got in your Neptune time frame. You have got, okay, overall this year you've had a Jack of Hearts as your long range, which is about creativity with the heart. But right now in Neptune, you've got that Nine of Clubs, and you, oh, wow. And you just came out of Uranus time frame with a Nine of Spades and a Nine of Clubs. You got a lot of nines. So you're having a lot of doors closed, but it's like any time that door, you know, you've got a door closing, you've also got, you know, a door opening, or some people say, you know, door closes and a window of opportunity opens. So either or, be looking for that open door or window. In the Neptune time frame, it's you're going to have, you get this vagueness in thinking and communicating can cause problems. You really got to stress clarity in anything you're doing. So if, you know, if you're job hunting, job looking, that kind of stuff. You really
I didn't ask about no job. I asked about children.
Oh, children. Whoops. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
I'm like, that's
man,
not
I'm really
sorry. I didn't ask about no job. I'm not looking for a job. I was asking about children.
Children. Okay. All right. That's okay. Let's take a look at that then.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, my. Wait a minute.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, you still got the stressing, the clarity and stuff, but it does mention there can be disappointments related to travel or some kind of an upset of a personal dream or ambition. It's not a good time for, you know, medications or I'll say psychic experiments. They might have some ill side effects at this point in time. But it is really good influence what you're doing right now if you're doing some sort of service work in community. You know, like community service, community project, or spiritually based work. It's entirely possible that a long-time cherished dream of yours could come to an end during this time frame. Not sure what that could be. It's just, you know, or if there's been something you've been worrying about from time to time this year.
You see me having a child.
About the child, yeah. Not really seeing. It's like this is. It's just kind of talking about endings. It's just really. Really, there's some going to be some kind of door closing and another door opening. So, you know, if you can let go of whatever's going on, if you can let go of it, let go of whatever it is you're holding on to, and it's like open the door to a newer opportunity. It's like if you let go of something that's an old idea, a new idea is going to come in, you know, or new, you know, something new is going to be coming in. So it's like it may be a concept that you had, you know, about, I mean, you know, about child or children. It's like, you know, there's some concept with the child or with the children or either coming in. So it's like there's something to do with letting go of the idea, you know, an old idea, and adopting a new idea with the children. Okay? So it's like the children, you know, the aspect is still there, but it's just like, I'm not sure how to phrase this. It's just like, you know, it's like an old coat, old pair of shoes, okay? It's like, let's call the shoes, you know, children, okay? You've got this old comfortable pair of shoes that you've been wearing around about children. So it's like you're going to go out to the store and you're going to buy a new pair of shoes and they're going to become the new idea about children. Does that make sense?
No.
It's still okay. No. Okay. I'm not getting this across.
I want to know, do you see me pregnant now? That's all I want to know.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say right now, at this point in time, it does not maybe feel like you are, but it's like, you know, I mean, let's say if you, they have those pregnancy tests, you know, it's like if you're wondering about that, you know, probably the best place is to go, you know, buy one of those EPT, you know, the early pregnancy tests and just check it out. But it's like, I don't feel that vibe at this moment. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen in the next, you know, maybe 6 months. But it's you know, if you're wondering about that at this moment in time, it's go take one of the tests, like, because that's I'm not feeling it, but that doesn't mean anything. It's like I'm, you know, I would actually say that to ask that of our love relationship person, you know, it's like she's got a really good handle on that. I'm on Tuesdays, but me personally, it's like I'm not getting that vibe. That it's like, to me, it's like you don't feel like you're pregnant right now. It doesn't mean you can't be, but it's like, you know,
I feel like I am. That's why I'm asking.
Are you? Okay. You know, best thing I can say is, you know, go to Walmart and get one of those test kits. It's like, check out the test kit. If you think you are, it's like, go check it out, go test it, because, you know, it shows up, they've got them, they've got those test kits, you know, for earlier on. It's like, and because if you are, for sure, you want to make sure that you're taking really good care of yourself and your body, you know?
Right. That's why I was asking, because I could have went to the doctor and asked the doctor instead of getting tested. That's why I thought I was asking you. But, see, to me, you don't know either.
Not sure. Like I said, it's like, you know, if you got a, you know, Walmart or Walgreens or something like that, you know, in the area where you're at, it's like, go in there. They're not real, you know, they're not real cheap, but they're not real expensive either, you know. It's like, but they're those, you know what I'm talking about? Just the, they're called like,
in other words, I'd be wasting my time and money by going to buy it.
No, I don't think you'd be wasting time or money either in either one. It's like, the only thing I will say is, like, people who do this, it's like, I would go buy two of them, because if, and because I'm not sure, I know it takes a certain amount of time for the hormones to show up in your body to show in the tests, but if you feel like you are, if that intuition is there, if you feel like you are, go with that. It's like, you know, make those adjustments in your diet and your exercise and all that kind of stuff, and behave as though you are, because, you know, you know, like say, take, you know, take the vitamins, whatever it is, but it's like there's something really health-related, especially, I mean, I know for myself, because I had two children a little bit later in life. It's like I had one when I was almost 21 and one when I was 43, and I can tell you absolutely, it's like if you're going to have another, if you're going to be growing another little body, you really super want to take care of your health, especially, you know, calcium, you know, make sure you have good tooth care, so they can, you know, they can eat the calcium right out of your body. So it's like really, I'm going to advise, you know, really look at your diet. You know, make sure that you are really getting good stuff to eat, okay, if you at all think you are.
So you don't think I am, though?
Like I say, I'm not, you know, it's like, I personally am not getting it, but it's like, if you, you know, it's like,
if you're not getting it, I'm not going to get a pregnancy test in. I'm not going to waste my money.
Okay. You know, but I would say call back on Tuesday, though, because Pamela, you know, it's like I say, that's not my forte. It's not, you know, that's not my strongest point with, you know, with getting vibes like that. But it's like, you know, I know both Jethro and I'm just going to call it Angela. God, I don't know why. Both have that, you know, talk to the angels moment. So it's like that would definitely be a question to ask them, because, you know, they will get a lot clearer message, I'll say, than I will, because they're, you know, they just, their angels just, you know, flat out, it's like they do what I call rat yow, you know. It's like their angels will talk to your angels, like, you know, say, yeah, she is, or yeah, she's not, or, you know, whatever. But it's like, call back on Tuesday when, or Monday, Jethro's on Monday, and Pamela's on Tuesday. So it's like either one of those days. But give us a call back and ask them that.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You betcha.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Well, golly. We had a couple more folks there. It's like, I don't know if they got logged off or whatever happened there. But anyway, we've got a couple minutes left this evening. So just kind of go over all the stuff going on with our rest of our week here. So I will absolutely say, you know, we are on 7 days a week here with Psychics Gone Wild, 773-897-6461. On Sundays, which is tomorrow, I will be hosting with Crystal of Fate. She has, I'm thinking she does angel cards. I think she does the Doreen Virtue angel cards. And those are, you know, a lot of love and relationship stuff. So she does pretty good with those. And then Mondays we have Jethro, and it's like that. Mondays used to be Jethro and Janine, and it's like they did a little, you know, changing up the batting order, I'll say that. And Mondays is kind of a day when Jethro is bringing on different people, so it's like it'll be Jethro and somebody. And then Tuesdays will be our Pamela, and she is on, and Jethro has a daytime show. It's still Monday is going to be, it's like either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I'm thinking it might be 3 o'clock Eastern time, so check him out at that point in time. Pamela is on at 2 p.m. Tuesdays Eastern time. And then Wednesdays is Jethro and Janine, and I believe they're on, I want to say 3 p.m. I'm thinking 3 p.m. Eastern time. And then they follow right up with that spiritual connection at 4 o'clock. And then Thursday is Jethro and Dina. They're still on the evening time slot. And I believe they're on evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Then Friday is Jethro and Angela at Bixby. There we go. I knew I'd think of that name. Angela Bixby, they're going to be on Friday. And that's also, I believe, at 9 o'clock. And then Saturday, we're back to, it's going to be that first Saturday in April. So we're going to have somebody on. It's like, I'm not sure who's going to be on Saturdays, but you know, at least I'm thinking Shelley is going to be on at least one of those days, and Pamela's going to be on with us for the roundtable on April 13th and April 27th. Check out Jethro's specials for the month. Let's see. Well, it's not for the month, but at this point, it's for the week. It is a healthy pop. Oh, we got 10 seconds, and I love it. And I'm thinking here, if I got almost like to go out with Rand Moore, but I'm not biting him, as I can look at him, so we're going to go out under the sea. Because I love those little guys, too. Anyway, you guys have an awesome Saturday night, and I'll see you later.